Be an office hero tomorrow morning and pick up a baker's dozen of bagels from Panera Bread. Every Tuesday, enjoy 30% off a baker's dozen, just $6.99. They're perfect for any morning event.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard is opening Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. See their great new design with tons of HDTVs and 40 beers on tap. Come out for beer tastings and sign up to win raffle prizes. Must be 21 to enter. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard on the west side of the mall by the Green Parking Garage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Tonight, Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks, we cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home Friday at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Anxious Blackhawk fans only have 2.5 hours to go until they get to see their Hawks firsthand for the first time in 20 days. The Arizona Coyotes are in town. Hawks beat up on the Coyotes 6-1 the last time they were home. Tom Thibodeau and Bulls management, they don't agree. It's not a secret locally or now nationally, as NBA guy in NBC New York Mitch Lawrence tells Mullion Handley.
I don't know if they're going to make nice. I think this, you know, it seems like we've been talking about this, guys, for the last couple of years, how the front office has problems with Tom's minutes, Tom's has problems with wide minutes restrictions. Now there's things where he can and can't use certain people at different points of practice and all that stuff. That's not any way to treat a coach. That's a bad job on their part. And it seems to me like it's run its course.
The full interview is up at MullionHandley.com. Tomorrow, the Bulls host the Kings, the first home game for the Bulls since Disney on Ice claimed the UC on January 25th. Domestic violence charges were dropped against Panthers defensive end and soon-to-be free agent Greg Hardy. Prosecutors said they could not find the accuser. Yes, the accuser did not want to testify against Greg Hardy. Packers head coach Mike McCarthy is relinquishing play-calling duties, according to the Green Bay Post-Gazette. NFL Films founder Ed Sable passed away at 98. Cubs missed out on pitcher James Shields. He agreed to the Padres' offer of 4 years, $75 million. Northwestern and Illinois agreed on a 3-year deal. They're going to face off in Soldier Field beginning this November 28th and in 2017 and 2019.
Are you high? What the hell is going on? It's a serious business.
You didn't hear that?
No. What happened?
Hear what?
Tanny.
What'd you do?
Tanny.
I didn't hear anything. Did you guys hear anything?
No, we're talking. We were solving the world's problems in here.
Tanny, you're going to get me in trouble.
Were you farting? Are you farting? Tanny? Are you Tanny farting? Is that what it was? I don't know the noise.
Yeah, that was a fart.
Oh.
Tanny played a fart, and I laughed because farts are funny.
Right. Man. You'd be correct.
Farts are funny. Little League USA champ Jackie Robinson West was accused of changing their boundaries to enhance their roster. So DNAinfo.com reports the runner-up Las Vegas wants JRW's title stripped. Join the Score and Keith Van Horn live from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Saturday the 14th from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show.
Did he play something then? Did I miss that?
No. That was just me being an idiot.
That's all right. You know, I did something today, too, as well. It's okay. You know what? It's radio. What are
right.
you going to do?
5 o'clock, primetime hour, too. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas.
Six
like
people
the
listening.
All new Corolla.
It's very powerful.
All new
people.
Camry. All new Toyota Highlander. Right. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to number one sports radio show in station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 Score, 670score.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Zach Harper.
What strikes you about the NBA? What's got your motor running about where we are in this NBA season now?
It's odd that we'd be, I don't know, a little over halfway through the season and have no idea who's going to win a championship or even compete for the championship. I feel like in the years of the past, we could at least tempt the one team in and say it would take a lot for this team not to make it. Mm-hmm. Well, in the East, you have four or five teams that could easily make the finals. In the West, you have seven or eight teams that could easily make the finals. And I think we're all getting, maybe dumber and trying to figure this thing out as the season goes along because it gets more confusing.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Kanye West penis.
Oh, ass wipe.
What a piece of garbage he is. Seriously. You have to respect artistry. You're standing up there singing something auto-tuned in your pajamas, and Beck wins, and you're lecturing people about respect for artistry when all you can do is crap on everybody else?
That Kanye West hot garbage. He can't make these guys a better singer than playing their music. Now, one time I play Kanye West up in the club, because he's garbage. When is somebody going to tell that hot garbage to shut his mouth and go fix his mouth? Because he's nothing. Kanye West, you hot garbage. I know you're from Chicago. If you was here, I would tell you your face, you garbage.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Borns and Bernstein. But I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
Okay, guys.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports
That's
Radio.
That's right.
670 The Score.
I include everybody. We did talk about Kanye West before because you couldn't make a bigger ass of yourself than he does. I mean, no matter where he goes, doesn't matter. Overseas, here, doesn't matter. He shows up and immediately.
Can't help himself.
He really can't.
I don't know if anybody else had this problem last night, but between the Sam Smith stuff, because I always immediately picture our Sam Smith.
In the sweater vest.
Vaguely sort of David Axelrod looking, sort of your grandfatherly rabbinical character. Yeah. And then
I didn't realize it wasn't.
And then every...
Until last night.
A young British soul singer?
Until last night, I thought it was our Sam Smith.
I thought every time I read the name Ed Sheeran, when it pops up like on the car radio or something like that, I always think it's Ed Sherman.
Yep. Just putting together a list.
Between the Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith, it just became bizarre at some point.
Yeah.
And then, you know how I finished my night last night? I don't know if you were out at all late last night after all the ice.
You mean just like outside the car?
After all the ice had formed?
No, I don't know.
Because it was bad. Driving was really bad this morning. So I was hungry and I figure, okay, I'm craving McDonald's. I'm going to walk to McDonald's. It's a couple of blocks away. So I go out in my alley and one of my neighbors is out in the alley. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going to walk to McDonald's." He said, "Really? In this?" And I said, "What do you mean in this?" He said, "It's pretty slippery out there." I said, I think I'll be fine. So I take literally three steps and I fall on my ass. I said, "Oh, okay. Well,
that
hurt." And I said, "Okay, that's pretty slippery. I'm going to get up again." And part of it was because I left my gym shoes at the gym because I forgot that
you were showing with the old guys.
Right. All my guys are dragging their balls around the floor. Yeah. That I had worn hiking boots and I didn't wear my shoes. So I left the shoes. Then I had to go back. So I had these old shoes on. And then I got up again. I said, "Okay, that was nothing. I'll be fine." Three steps later, fell on my ass again.
Boy, I think people would pay to see that.
I think that should be a score attraction. It was like a Benny Hill bit.
See, I don't think we had that.
Seriously, it looked like an old fashioned vaudeville slip on a banana peel. I did it a third time after I had decided, all right, that's it. I'm going in. Forget it. I'm going to scavenge leftovers for dinner. Or I'll find a Stouffer's mac and cheese or something like that. And then while heading in, even I wasn't 20 feet from the back of the house. You know what I'm talking about, Adam? I mean, the alley in the back. And as I'm headed back in, I almost do the splits. I mean, it was awful. It was a comedy act.
Bad for nuts.
Splits bad for nuts.
Bad for nuts. Yeah, I don't like that.
It was bad for groin.
You know, I can't say we didn't have it, but this morning when I went out, it hadn't.
You didn't have any of that? The black ice?
I don't think so, no. I don't think so. I was on the driveway, that's it, but I don't think so.
It was
not like that.
I'm lucky
not
I didn't hit my head. I'm really lucky I didn't hit my head.
No, I don't go out late at night. Are you kidding me? I'm not allowed.
I was so hungry for McDonald's, too. It sucked. It's all I wanted. And it was like too late because I would have ordered a burger from one of my places.
Why don't you call Ed Sherman? He did come by and got it for you.
Here's a cheeseburger for you. He didn't have fun with
it. You know what? You could have made a list of what you wanted.
The best burgers in Chicago. But was I the only one? Every time Ed Sheeran, I'm picturing Ed Sherman up there singing with Sam Smith.
I saw Sam Smith, it must have been 6 or 7 months ago for the first time on Letterman. And up until the time, I thought it actually was Sam Smith. I had no idea who this dude was.
You just thought he was that versatile, sort of reinventing
that
himself?
Sure. With a sweater vest on and the little, you know, lapel and pin and everything, and he's going crazy. But no, it turns out it's not. I love Sam Smith. That's the only thing that saved the night for me.
Annie Lennox. She killed it. She was great. Yeah. That poor guy, was it Mike Rozier?
It was Mike Rozier. I knew him from somewhere.
Standing. All of a sudden, she starts singing. That guy's like,
I'm going to be quiet. Yeah. Just look back to me.
Right. He's like, I'll be over here.
It's Hozier. Hozier. How's your Hozier? I don't know. I'll check. Obviously, he looked like he wanted to, and then he kind of looked at it and go, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, good call.
Let her go.
Yeah, she was owning that. In Roscoe Village, Ben is on the score.
Hey, guys. Two things on the Bulls. Do you think the offensive struggles are as simple as just having no three-point shooting whatsoever recently? I mean,
no, it's having no athleticism.
But they've had no spacing. No Rose gets into the lane. They can clog the lane because there's no one to kick it out to.
He doesn't even try to get in the lane anymore.
He does. I mean, he was doing it all day yesterday. He was doing it the two games before. He's been going to the rim. I mean,
look where his shots are coming from. Look at his shot chart.
I know there's been more threes, but he has been trying to get in the lane a lot more of late. And there's just no one to kick it out to. And I don't know why Stibbs just will not play McDermott until Dunleavy comes back. At least have some spacing, have some legit three-point shooter. There's no three-point shooter. Sam Smith talked about this.
Because McDermott was awful at it earlier, and he hasn't shown that he can make that shot consistently.
Yeah, but give him a chance. I mean, what are you losing right now with Dunleavy? Yeah. And then on defense, Bucher has talked about this. Like, why not? Joe is man enough to come off the bench. Like, why? He's out there with a hobble knee trying to guard stretch fours. Why not have him come off the bench, be the center, be that kind of captain that he can be, and, you know, put him on the second unit?
Yeah, because where's your scoring coming from in your second unit then?
I mean, Joe's not a scorer anyway.
Right, where's it coming from? I mean, if you're looking at your overall second unit there, I understand, but usually, it makes more sense to have Gasol come off the bench than it does to have Noah come off the bench. That solves some more of your problems. Have him be your second unit center because then his matchup is better. He struggles against top centers. He does not struggle against bums. He clobbers bums.
He is a bum slayer. He is good at that.
Clobbers bums.
Mm-hmm.
Nick in Deerfield, you're on WSCR.
Hey, Dan, Terry, I love the show very much, although only Terry is really lovable.
Well, that's true.
I'm not debating that.
I want to say... Are Bulls fans going through a version of basketball hell where we have an average player with an outstanding contract who's incapable of driving the basket, but really isn't that great a shooter? I mean, we're really living in a hell. And if I can quote Churchill, if you're in hell, keep going. Can we keep going through all of this and get rid of Derrick Rose somehow, somewhere?
No, you can't do that. No. Yeah, here's the thing. You're in this window now, or at least you should be. That's why Powell is here. And the window to me isn't just very far open anymore. It's kind of closing on your fingers. You kind of got on. I just thank you for the call. I just don't see it at this point. If I see it in the next month or so, I'll let you know. But I don't see it now, and I don't see how it gets better before the playoffs. Because all of a sudden, the East has gotten rather difficult, at least in a couple places. Rather difficult.
The landscape changed on you.
Yeah, it did change on me.
In Mount Prospect, Blooper is on the score.
Hello. I'm a big fan. I met Dean Smith one time.
Yep.
Right after I read the David Halberstam book, Playing for Keeps, and they had a whole chapter about the game with Georgetown and North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And in that chapter, he says Dean Smith would never let a first-year player take the last shot. So Dean Smith was nice enough to me, and I asked him, is that true? You would never let a first-year player take the last shot? And he said, if I wouldn't have him out there if I didn't think he could take the last shot. The first looks were for James and Sam, but I wouldn't have him out there if I didn't think he could take the last shot.
But that's true. He was not the first option. He's talked about that before.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
There you go, my friend. Yeah, he was a very pleasant guy to deal with. I don't go into the politics of it all, of what he did to, you know, people at the university and stuff like that. But just in the kind of guy he was. And again, that has been the conversation today.
You know, Dean Smith did not like playing freshmen. He did not believe that freshmen should be eligible because for a long time, freshmen were not eligible. And he also didn't want them that first year ever talking to the media. No freshman would talk to the media because he felt you needed a full year under your belt before you understood how they did things and the right things to say, et cetera. Now, speaking of that about with the university, this really good question from the ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm. Would North Carolina hire Dean Smith today? I'm not so sure. As conservative as Southern legislatures are, as sensitive as university leaders are, and how social media destroys people for their beliefs, a Dean Smith would be labeled as a progressive too risky to have around. Sit-ins to open up lunch counters. A belief that segregation is immoral. Having the balls to point out the obvious reality that the death penalty is unequally applied across races and thus wrong. There would be 50 blowhards in the North Carolina legislature who would not only get in the way of his hiring, but would likely seek to deport him. That might be true. He didn't hide any of it. I mean, the Vietnam protests, I don't know if he was as outspoken about it when he was young and just taking the job.
I don't
know. No, he was. He was an assistant coach when he integrated the restaurant. He was an assistant. He hadn't gotten the job yet. He actively walked in there with a black friend of his and sat down with him in that place where he wasn't allowed.
Grew up next to him on the Northwest side?
I can't be racist. I grew up next to a black family.
You know what? I say the same thing, even though it's not true.
I'm not a racist. I was born and raised in North Chicago next to a black family.
Yep. Also integrated at a Chapel Hill lunch counter. So, you know, maybe sadly he's right. A firebrand.
Yeah, it's all become so much, more fierce and really awful is what it's really become. That's the fact of the matter. So I don't know what they would have thought, but I wasn't, you know, I'm much too young to remember that.
Jefferson Park, what? Mark is on the score.
Hey, Dan and Terry. I'm kind of wondering, and bear with me for my line of reasoning, but I'm wondering if Paul Gasol is the reason the Bulls are having all these problems.
Big part of it, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I'm thinking that with his negotiations, he's demanding that he starts and he refuses to come off the bench.
That doesn't sound like him.
I just think that it just seems like that. From everything I'm hearing, it just seems like that from all the sports radio shows. But then also, you guys have said numerous times that he's definitely a leader in the locker room. And he's the one telling Tibbs that, hey, I'm a veteran. I'm not going to practice as hard as you need me to or want me to. But so I'm wondering if Rose and Noah are starting to follow his lead.
Mark? I will tell you something it may not be as explicit as you're putting it, but I would tell you you're on to something.
Yeah, I would too.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
From what you guys are all discussing,
it's like you guys are kind of just throwing things out there.
Mark, I would say, look, we make fun of our listeners all the time. I would say you've got really good listening ears.
Today been much different.
Yeah, you've got really good listening ears, Mark.
The Bears callers have taken the day off.
I would never say that Pau Gasol is unprofessional. He says the right things. He talks to his teammates about how hard it is to win titles, etc. But when it comes to the complicated relationship this team and this locker room has with its coach, you have somebody with the standing. He comes from outside the organization with rings. He's a very good speaker, a very good communicator. He's very well respected. And when there are others who see how he may react negatively, it means something. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he carries a lot of weight with him. Carries a lot of weight when it comes to stuff like that. You don't have to say anything. Nobody has to say, well, you never would do that. You know, you wouldn't do that to him. That's not the way the game is played. You would not do them. You would not bring in a veteran player, a guy of his stature, and say to him, well, you know what? You're gonna just come off the bench here. You as a coach, you'd never do that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say anything.
And you're right. The callers have been good today.
Yeah.
Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Molly and Hanley here. Right now, you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Dean Smith passed away at the age of 83 years old. College sports, not just college basketball, college sports has lost an iconic figure. But the interesting thing about Dean Smith is most people in the sport of basketball regard him as a really, really good coach, but not a great coach. In fact, his two NCAA championships were kind of gifts. One, Freddie Brown from Georgetown passed to his player. The other was Chris Webber calling a timeout he didn't have. Dean Smith was the only guy to hold Michael Jordan below 20 points, but that's because Dean Smith made you a better all-around person, a better all-around player, and the scoreboard that mattered to him was not the national championships. It was the all-around person. It was the success of the Carolina family on and off the floor. Some may get caught up in whether or not he subbed too much. He did. I get caught up in just how much he changed the world, and that'll be missed the most. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Guys, need to spice up your man cave with new swag? Man Cave Daily has got you covered. Enter now for a chance to win the ultimate prize package. You'll get an Omaha Steaks family bundle, video games, Nivea men's shaving package, a pinups and pitbulls calendar, as well as head-on sports supplements. Let Man Cave Daily make your man cave winter ready. Enter now at mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes. That's mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes.
News.com.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Saturday, so I'm going to let you in on a saucy little Valentine's Day secret available only at pajamagram.com. I'm talking about the Hidden Collections Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek. They also give you easy access, and just like you, they're always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap, and Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent.
Define yourself with Pio. Led by the high-energy celebrity fitness trainer Shalene Johnson, Pio is a workout program that combines the muscle sculpting of Pilates with the flexibility of yoga. No weights, no jumps, just hardcore results. Call us today at 800-310-6814 to order Pio for just 3 monthly payments of $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Order today and you'll also get 4 free gifts as well as our 60-day money-back guarantee. If you want to define yourself with Pio, call us today, 800-310-6814. Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to newyearsweepstakes.com to enter today. That's newyearsweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's a pattern. It's something that keeps happening, and we need to be aware. We just came just because we won tonight. Now we got 2 home games that we need to win. We need to win. There's no way around it. We got to do better at home. We got to come out with fire. And that's what we need to do as a team, as a group, individuals and collectively.
How? We're just talking about him, Boys and Birds in Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 at The Score. Top of the hour, by the way. I see him roaming around. I want to go out and say yo, yo, yo to him, but I don't know where he went. My two favorite words in show business has returned.
He's here. He's
I know. I went out and looked for him. I don't know where he went. He's gone. I don't know where he'll be here anyway at 6 o'clock. Anyway, we're talking to you at 312-644-6767, and both of us are horribly confused because the callers are good. Are we in a different time? Are we in at the right time? Because sometimes I get confused.
Taking some calls about the Bulls. Talk about a lot of stuff today. Dean Smith and the Bulls and other stuff. The Jackie Robinson West story, right?
Nope. Trouble.
I don't think this ends well.
I don't either. I don't know how it does.
Because I know now that it's public that the Las Vegas organization and the coach are actively requesting that this be looked at. I don't think Little League can hide anymore. And with the facts that have been reported by DNAinfo.com, I don't think they can say that nothing went wrong, because we've got it entered into the record that things were fudged all over the place.
Yeah, Little League chose to kind of slough that off like that didn't happen.
They tried to make it go away.
What was that call from? That didn't happen. Immediately, if you recall. That wasn't even time to look at it.
This email from Rudy, who says, I was half watching the Grammys as I was planning for the economic windfall that the NFL draft is going to bring to the city. He said, well, that's a column I didn't think I would read. Yeah, that was your guy, Haw. Said, but yes, when I would walk by the TV, I kept doing the I'm Ed Sherman bit. And after about three times, my girl asked me, what are you doing? Every time Ed Sheeran was mentioned. She then called me an idiot. So when I saw on my phone, Bernstein, that you posted the same bit, I said, see, other people are doing it. And she said, that's Bernstein, and he's also probably an idiot. So she's correct.
Oh, I don't think you can remember that probably.
Well, I'm sorry. If I keep hearing Sam Smith and Ed Sheeran, I'm thinking this can't be the Grammys, or I got the wrong weird Grammys.
No, because I knew that, like, when we did Bulls games together, Sam would sing at halftime. He'd go in there and Sam would be singing. So I thought, oh, my God, look what he's done with himself.
Michael
in his advanced age.
Glenn Ellen, what? You're on the score.
All right. Hey, so I just had a quick question about the Bulls. Do you think that Pau Gasol is the right fit for the Bulls, or do you think they would have been better off possibly getting Carmelo in the offseason, getting some three-point shooting?
Well, it's easy to look at the problems that his defense causes and wonder about that. And I mentioned we were very quick when he started out all hot. We were very quick to say, this is obviously they got the right guy. And when people were saying, boy, it's a good thing they didn't get Carmelo Anthony, I kept saying, well, you know, it's not the playoffs yet. It's not the playoffs yet. Wait until you're in need situations where you got to find easy buckets in a playoff game. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I don't either, but there certainly are problems that go along with it.
Scoreboard update.
It is 5:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday against Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. Blackhawks drop the puck in 2 hours, hosting the Coyotes, coming off a 4-3 road trip. Marian Hossa scored twice yesterday in St. Louis. One was the game winner, one was the empty netter, and they beat the Blues 4-2. Hossa wants to keep it going.
It's a weird schedule. There's lots of games on the road and lots of games at home. So we are glad how we finished this road trip because last road trip wasn't good enough. And great teams. And coming home with the 4 points in this road trip is a good feeling, and we can build on it.
Coming the hell home, you say?
He wants 4 points on the road. You know, he was
in English, please.
Right. I don't know what he's talking about. You know what he's talking about, Adam?
No, let's just go to basketball then.
All right, let's go to basketball.
Yeah, basketball and the Bulls. They had a day off today. They host the Kings tomorrow, their first home game since January 25th, a loss to the Heat. The NBA All-Star break is this weekend in New York. The game will be at Madison Square Garden, and all the other festivities on Saturday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Pitcher James Shields agreed to a deal with the Padres. They edged out the Cubs for Shields, a 4-year, $75 million deal. Outfielder John Jay and the Cardinals avoid arbitration. 2 years, just under $11 million. Little League runner-up Las Vegas wants Jackie Robinson West's title taken away. JRW is accused of manipulating their eligible boundaries to access better talent. Beginning November 28th this year, Northwestern and Illinois will play 3 games at Soldier Field. 2017 and 2019 will be the other 2 games. Soon-to-be free agent defensive end Greg Hardy has had domestic violence charges dropped after the prosecution couldn't locate the accuser. That story said.
I know it says couldn't locate, but they could locate her.
Your story says know, that they could locate her, but she's not interested in testifying.
Right, they could locate her if they wanted, but she's not cooperating is what it is.
That's the way it should be worded then.
She doesn't want to talk against him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And some sad NFL news. NFL Films founder and father of Steve Sable, Ed Sable, passed away at 98. Join the score is Steve Rosenblum and Mark Grody live from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. next. Next from the Toyota Sports Corner.
All right, Teddy, cue the farting noises.
I'm serious. Next. Next, what? From the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas, like the all-new Camry, the all-new Highlander, and the all-new Toyota Corolla, brought to you by Toyota Let's Go Places. Next, I'm Adam Harris.
We'll be there, too.
And you're listening we'll to be the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment on Scores brought to you by Panera Bread. Be an office hero tomorrow morning and pick up a baker's dozen of bagels from Panera Bread. Every Tuesday, enjoy 30% off a baker's dozen, just $6.99. They're perfect for any morning event.
What's that mechanic?
What? I didn't know. I didn't do anything. I have a. I have a. I have a. I have a twitch.
I don't know what you're. I do. Bringing I have a, it home.
I got me a nervous twitch.
Giving him the whip, Laverne.
Yeah, you gonna make fun of that?
Yes. I'm
extraordinarily nervous and out of sorts and just icky.
Stan is calling from the South Loop. He's on the Score.
Hi guys, how are you?
Okay.
Just calling for a quick question. Would you guys rather have the old Tibbs, which was a stern, defensive-minded, but you knew what the product was going to be on the floor every single night? Or do you prefer the new Tibbs, who lets guys maybe miss practice and get a little bit more rest so they might be there for the playoffs, but you have an inconsistent product every night and maybe a little bit softer player? I'll hang up and listen to your guys' response.
I don't think there's softer players because of that, though. That's the one thing. I don't draw that connection and to say because they're not practicing more, they're not trying as hard. They know what to do. I just think that Gasol can't do what he's asking his big to do in screen roll defense. I think there are real reasons for it. Everybody wants to talk about energy, effort, and energy, effort. Some of it is just inability. It's a hole in the guy's game.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you look at the Bulls and you watch the way they play defense, and you can read all the numbers you want to, but the fact is that teams are getting whatever shot they want, particularly late in games. That's irritating. That's irritating that late in games you're getting what you want. In the final seconds of the game, you're walking to the basket.
The Orlando Magic got whatever shot they wanted. Alfred Payton just goes right by you. Oladipo goes right by you.
Yeah, can't do it. You've got three very, very dangerous teams in the East. And I don't know which one or two you'll have to deal with. You have Washington, Atlanta, and Cleveland. Very dangerous. I don't think Toronto's dangerous to the Bulls. I think the Bulls beat their ass. But those other three, very dangerous. Washington struggled of late, but you know how they play the Bulls? Swagger around against the Bulls. And Cleveland's gotten pretty good, and Atlanta's no fluke. That's not like, oh, yeah, they did. No, that's so when you look at that and what they can do, that's what you have to think at this point of the season. I'd be thinking ahead now. And Pete, I don't like it.
This is Pete calling from his car. He's on the Score. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Say, I thought maybe I'd give a little perspective. I've participated in just about every level of Little League, and I've won district championships. I've been to state. I've been to regionals. It is so hard to cheat when it comes to documentation. You know, if you've ever been in one of those meetings, and I'm sure anybody that's listening could well attest, I mean, it's almost harder to get your kid approved to participate in that tournament than it is to buy a car. It's really difficult.
Well,
the burden of proof that you have to prove of where a player lives. And
well, they moved them into places. Right. That's not difficult. Give that address.
Well, the thing is this, you know, that kid can live somewhere else until X amount of months before that season starts. I can't remember if it's January 1st or something like that. But, you know, if you have documentation that, like, I've been out of it for about 4 years, but let's say you have documentation that officially your season or your boundaries or whatever starts January 1st. If he can technically prove that he's been there January 1st on, he's part of that district. It might be worth going into the rule book and seeing the burden of proof. And when you're at these meetings, guys, you have a map and you have a number of your kid. So my kid's name was Kurt. So, okay, Kurt Jennings, he lives, let's say, he's number one on the list.
Here's the thing. If you actually look at what's been reported about what they did wrong, you can read exactly what happened.
It's easy enough. It's complicated.
I've been out of the loop a little bit. I just heard something in my car when I got in.
Pete, here's the deal. This is what was reported by the officials from the sister leagues. All of the presidents in Chicago's District 4 League, which included JRW, agreed on clearly defined boundaries in 2013, the season before JRW leaders secretly expanded their territory to overlap existing leagues. Secondly, this is from DNAinfo.com. In District 4, the presidents of the Southside, Rosemore, and Roseland League did not approve any changes made to JRW's 2014 boundaries that infringed on their territory, protected under charter agreements with Little League International. They did not approve them. Now, after winning the U.S. championship, Jackie Robinson West officials, with help from District 4 Administrator Mike Kelly, made a failed attempt to ask sister leagues to agree to boundary changes that already had been filed with Little League International without their permission. Well, it all checked out because they pushed it all through vis-a-vis Little League, and Little League had no idea they did so illegally,
right?
Or so they say.
So they say. It's not that really. It's not that difficult to understand.
They did check everything out per all of their restrictions and all of their bylaws and all of their rules. But the fact was that what Jackie Robinson West presented to them as their legal boundaries was fraudulent. It was not their actual legal boundaries. And that's what all these other leagues are saying. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You came in poaching our kids. And that's what Las Vegas is saying, that you established your boundaries with Little League under fraudulent terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're right.
Yes, they are right.
That's
what happens in the end, I don't know. Because we know Little League doesn't want to ruin this story. We know nobody in this city wants to ruin the story. None of this, you want this to happen. But they know it in Vegas. The Vegas team knows it. And it, look, the guy from Evergreen Park knows it. I mean, you can do this, but you can't hide this. You can do it, but you can't hide it forever. You can't.
We're Boers and Bernstein saying your favorite words in show business in just a moment on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He lived a long way from here in a town called Cicero, Illinois. And in Cicero, he was the man. I mean, when he strolled down the street, all the corner boys would give him the high five. All the finest babes would smile at him and hope that he would smile back.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Mark.
How you doing?
Veteran called to secure a VA loan on the home he purchased. David explained the benefits of VA loans, which include 100% financing, no PMI, and being able to receive up to a 4% seller's closing cost credit, which can be used to pay off debt to qualify for a loan. David pre-qualified Mark and introduced him to his show's team of real estate experts. If you are a veteran or active military and earned a certificate of eligibility to secure a VA loan fighting for our country, David would like to make you this promise. Nobody will work harder to secure you the lowest rate, provide you with the best customer service, and treat you with the honor and respect you deserved and rightfully earned. If you are a veteran or active military in the market to purchase a home, call David. 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David's honest, knowledgeable, and trustworthy. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, and he'll help you. So call him now, 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com and follow him on Twitter, at David Hochberg. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois. Mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 13663.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
Guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. specially designed for fans of the best-selling story. The 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or click the banner to visit VermontTeddyBear.com. Guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or click the banner to visit VermontTeddyBear.com.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
With zero down.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And 547 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Some I haven't had a chance to do in a while. My two favorite words in show business.
Right home.
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. You know, my year is 31 to 228, so I have like a lot of days left, so I'll be gone a lot of February. You know.
I wish I was.
Well, you go away sometimes, well, and then we miss you, and then you come back.
Nobody misses me.
Well,
he disappears to have parts removed and replaced.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I haven't, you know, I haven't said anything just like disappear from this penis, and I'm sort of trapped, you know? So I, as much as I want to get away from him for a week, I can't. So... That's the way it goes when you're old and tired.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm
this
Terry Bores.
I'm Terry Bores.
And also, Terry's car came on the way in. He was telling me all these stories.
Yeah.
His car came under enemy fire, RPG attack.
My old car got hit by a missile, too, and then it hit the parked cars.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
The best thing I saw last night on Twitter, Tim Doyle tweeted this out.
Then it's not the best thing you saw.
It was. He was making a joke about Brian Williams, and he said, this is how Brian Williams got to the Grammys, and it's Brian Williams in the car with Tupac.
That's nice. I mean, that's been a meme, because I've seen him crossing the Delaware and all the other stuff.
Hysterical. I couldn't. I was almost in tears. I was the pic, and that and the left shark meme with him being the shadow behind Katy Perry instead of the shadow.
Well, he's led that kind of life. I mean, he sees bodies down streets. He takes missile shots. I mean, this guy. I'd like to have a missile shot myself.
Well, Terry, there's a joke that I thought of that I can share with you, but I can't share it on the air. I'll just say it has to do with his daughter.
Oh. With that scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. The motorboating of the arcs.
Yar.
Yes, that was...
Nothing wrong with that. I saw her body floating by me, too.
So did you guys enjoy your first Sunday without... Your first weekend without football?
Yes.
Kind of. We had a lot of stuff. We had a late hockey game Saturday, followed by a very early hockey game Sunday, followed by directly from hockey through the drive-through to baseball practice. And by the time we got done...
Practice more hockey!
No, we had a rollicking hockey game over the weekend. Dude, we had an unbelievably exciting down-to-the-wire hockey game marred by penalties and chippiness.
Was your son on the Blues?
It was concurrent with that game. It was phenomenal. Like, all the parents were just afterwards saying, "Oh my God, what a game!" And it was. I mean, kids were getting after each other, and it was great.
I love it. That's good.
Yeah, it was. It took years off my life, though.
Oh, that's not good.
It's the worst.
As long as there's basketball on, Lawrence, I'm fine.
Yeah, but there was some bad basketball.
You know what? I kind of like the Clippers getting to the moon.
Oh,
you know,
I kind of like that.
I'm a Durant fan. Well, I did. I watched some.
Did
college
you
as
see
well.
Chris Paul chirping at Durant yesterday?
I did.
He hits a shot.
They were.
He chirps at Durant. And Durant says, "He says you're down 20, homie."
Yeah.
And it was like in the fourth quarter. Like, yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Durant had 29 points in 28 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I said before, Lawrence, I love the quote. If you don't think I belong in the All-Star team, I'll play you. Play it.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'll pass on that.
I don't think that's a great idea.
You know, I actually watched the golf yesterday. I was really intrigued by
Jason Day's incredible shot-making ability.
Well, I was watching the end, and I couldn't believe that Holmes didn't go for it on the 18th at the end. What are you doing?
He punked out a little bit.
What are you doing? A little bit.
Saw something and was like, ooh, I'm not going to do that.
Well, if Lucas Glover didn't know what the hell he was doing half the time anyway, he's had the green kick of the ball around. Like he completely lost his ability to putt. But then a four-way sudden-death playoff is just fun. Even if you don't know who anybody is, and that guy Stallings has no neck.
Did you guys talk about the company and the company's decision yesterday?
Oh, to switch away?
What would you have done? Would you have switched away or would you have stayed with it?
With that field? Gone.
Okay, so let's...
Yeah, gone. Yeah.
So Tiger, you stay, right? Because it's Tiger coming back. How far down the list of guys do you go before you say, like... If Rory's in there, do you stick with it?
Maybe.
If Ricky's there, or does anyone care about Ricky?
Phil.
If it's Mr. Dustin Johnson and his dustbuster of a nose, do you stick around to see if he wins it?
But he's clean now.
He denied it. He denied having that kind of problem.
He denied that, Lawrence.
Right.
He said adamantly he did not, that's not his problem.
He's got other problems, but that's not one of them.
Yeah, I think you've got sort of problem with enabling with that couple.
We'll get out. Yes, you do. We'll get out of Lawrence's way. Some quick thank yous.
Zach Harper and Mike Berardino joined us today.
We thank our crack production staff, Joe Dredge.
Thank you very much for the phone call. And with that, we will jump into the update studio. Is that Joe Dredge? No, it's Nick. It's Shep. Shep, forget. No, don't get mad. I can't see the screen in front of me, let alone two booths over. So that's
two booths over.
Nick Shepkowski. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be called Joe Dredge. No offense, Joe Dredge.
Hubby's just all wearing Joe's your ass out.
Guy. He's kidding around with everybody.
He's too nice a guy to ever even follow through with a playful insult.
Look, he's like the rest of you. Got no use for Joe Dredge. He is Rockford's American Idol, the best production man to ever live, Chris Tannehill.
I'm not a racist. I was born and raised in North Chicago next to a black family. Have a
good time. Okay.
And our interns, Tommy Guns. And the great Tony Fish. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, texting. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming away terrific as always. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732.
Dominate this Valentine's Day. Skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them The Score sent you.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Guys, need to spice up your man cave with new swag? Man Cave Daily has got you covered. Enter now for a chance to win the ultimate prize package. You'll get an Omaha Steaks family bundle, video games, Nivea men's shaving package, a pinups and pitbulls calendar, as well as head-on sports supplements. Let Man Cave Daily make your man cave winter ready. Enter now at mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes. That's mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes.
Define yourself with Pio. Led by the high-energy celebrity fitness trainer Shalene Johnson, Pio is a workout program that combines the muscle sculpting of Pilates with the flexibility of yoga. No weights, no jumps, just hardcore results. Call us today at 800-310-6814 to order Pio for just 3 monthly payments of $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Order today and you'll also get 4 free gifts as well as our 60-day money-back guarantee. If you want to define yourself with Pio, call us today, 800-310-6814. We'll be right back.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest.